Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rishi Chanina, Ben Yedid Nafshi, Harav Aaron Avram. We are in the middle of the famous Gemara. Well, I guess if you learned it, it's famous. About the woman whose husband Nabuch died young, and she went around to the Bate Midrashas and Bate Knesios to ask why it happened. He was a good fellow. She took his tefillin. And she said, it says about the Torah, Ki chayecha v'yaruch yamecha. And my husband learned a lot of Torah. He was karahar, beishanahar, beishimish tamil lechamim. Why did he die b'chatzi yamav? Why did he die only halfway through his life? We explain the significance of the tefillin. Leman tia Torah Hashem b'ficha. That Torah became part of his pnimius. She went to the Beis Knesses, which is a place of emotion, of tefillah. She went to the Beis Medrash, which is a place of intellect, of understanding, and she wanted to know on both levels, can you explain this emotionally? Can you explain this intellectually? V'lo haya adam machzira davar. And nobody answered her. Why didn't anybody answer her? All those Rabbanim sitting there, nobody has anything to say. Well, hard to believe. You speak to a lot of Jews. Jews have opinions. That's one thing I've noticed. I've been Jewish now since the get-go, and I've noticed that Jews have opinions. So what's pshat lo haya machzira adam machzira dover? So obviously if a person is learning this Gemara without his bonenus, so he just, okay, nobody answered, let's move on. Let's get to the end of the story. But the Rav, as always, is omid on every single nekuda, every single word of Ma'amar Chazal. Rav Kook is mamik and is megalin of flos b'taras Hashem. So for those who have the Sefer, we're in the Holy Sefer Ein Hayah, page 36. V'lo yadam machzir adavah. Ha'pliyot ha'mizdamnot al chukei ha'ashgacha v'yeser ha'limudim ha'tovim shem oru shel olam. Hei mukhalim b'hashgacha neflo al pisidre ha'chochma alokis. The wonders that are found in the laws of divine providence and other good things to learn, which are the light of life, are prepared with great divine providence, wondrous divine providence, b'hashgacha nifla, based on Hashem's wisdom, through which a person can get greater understanding from the superficial understanding. In other words, you look at this world and you see the plios, you see the wonders of this world, and they are here in order to give us a deeper understanding of reality, of truth. Muvan hadavar shehabina amuka tovi la'olam esatova amitis borchos achayim v'amusar hatov. Mashein avana shitchi zichol avizos is understood. That deep understanding is going to bring the world to true good in the pathways of life, Moser, and good. What the superficial understanding will not bring to. If a person has Bina Amuka, then you can come to the true Tov. But if you don't have Bina Amuka, then you're not going to come to the true Tov. So you have to be a deep person. As a friend of mine used to say, that Torah is deep because life is deep. Torah is about life. Ki'im chayenu v'yaruch yameinu. Torah is life. So you have to go deep into the Torah in order to understand life. And you have to sometimes go deep into life in order to understand Torah. Omnam. Kedei she'ta'orah pli'as koach ha'choshev rikshus ha'lev b'ofen mole. Kedei she'akol muchanam l'kabel ha'rosh ha'matov shalavon ha'shleim v'kishetovo achar ha'pli'ah. This is Moiridik, what the Rav says here. Hold on to your seats, I don't want you to fall. Okay, if you have a seatbelt, put it on. There's a famous story about Rav Chaim Knievsky. I don't know if it's true, but it's a funny story. That one time it's probably not true. He was stopped by a cop, and he wasn't wearing his seatbelt, so the cop said, Eifo chagorah shelcha? Which in Hebrew means, where's your seatbelt? But it could also mean, where's your belt? A chagorah is also a belt, but not only a seatbelt, but it's a belt. So Reb Chaim answered that, I'm samechan l'chayodam, that you don't need to wear an actual belt or gartel. You know, just the fact that you have, you know, the elastic on your underwear, that's enough. That's the chagora. In other words, as if he was answering him that the chagora is the gartel, where he's like, so where's your gartel? And he said, no, the chayadim says you don't have to wear a gartel. You could just, you know, as long as your pants are tight or whatever, it's around your waist, it's, you know, you have to be mafsik between the libo and the erva. So the story is in all likelihood not true, but it's a good one. Where's your chagora? Why is it not true? Because it's inconceivable that Rav Chaim Kanievsky would travel without fastening his seatbelt. It's nishmartim. It's pashut. And also Rav Chaim Kanievsky is too smart. He understands that the policeman's not asking him. Where his gartel is. Okay, we know the Gedolei Yisrael are very smart people. Chaim Kanievsky knows Kol HaTorah Kula backwards and forwards, Baal Peh. Okay, anyway, so that was the Milsa Debdichsa to start things off. So now the Rav gets to his point. Omna. Kedei SheTorah Pli Eskoch HaChoshev Rikshus HaLev Vofman. In order that the wonder should arouse the thinking faculties and the feelings of the heart in a complete way, in order that everybody should be prepared to receive this good positive impact of true deep understanding, which comes after the wonderment, kedugmas, as it says in scripture. This is proverbs. Some people are proverbs, some people are anti-verbs. I'm really, you know, indifferent. I'm an independent on this. I'm not a Republican, I'm not a Democrat, I don't care. You like verbs, you don't like verbs. I'm really apathetic. What's even seen apathetic and indifferent. I don't know and I don't care. Something like that. There's a better joke. It goes better than that. All right. In any event, so he says, as it says in Mishle, in Chofei Chofei, Mayim Karam al Nefesh Ayefa. Like cold water on a tired soul. In other words, something that really, really wakes you up, really gives you chiyus, really gives you life. That the previous thirst prepares the natural reception. In other words, what can we do in order to make sure that we truly are impacted and positively affected by what? By the knowledge, the deep knowledge that the Torah is trying to give us. In other words, you have it simaon. You have this thirst. The thirstier you are, the more you're going to enjoy the water, the drink. Kamayim karam al nefesh ayefa. Al kein tzarech shtia pli oleches b'chol tokfo misaretes seret godol v'nafshus sofeshes rabos. And therefore the wonderment has to be in very, very potent, very powerful, very deep, very intense, and to scratch a big scratch on many souls. In other words, you really midar feelingness. Yeah, you have to feel this wonderment. Like, what is going on? The deeper you feel, the deeper your question. What's going to be when Mashiach comes? That we have such big questions. We want to understand the Holocaust, and we want to understand the pogroms, and we want to understand the Chelmenitsky, wiping out a third of the Jewish people, 1648, 1649. We want to understand the people with cancer and suffering in the world. And these are deep, deep sritas banefesh that pain us so much. We know Hashem Elokim Emes, and we know that it's true, but we want to understand how. So much better. There's something in the human brain that scientists have studied, that there's this tremendous hanah for the human brain when things work out, when things are harmonious. You feel, oh, now I get it. Ah, now it makes sense. We all have that when we learn. First you don't get it, and then when you get it, and the longer you work to get it, the happier you are afterwards. Oh, now it all comes together. And if there are 4 pieces in the puzzle, you feel good. If there are 12 pieces in the puzzle, you feel 3 times as good. Because then you see how everything comes together. It's mamish gevaldik. So that is what happens when a person has this wonderment. The greater the wonderment, the more the impact the answer is going to have. U'kishetifo b'chol tokif l'zazeyas hamon kochos ha-nefesh oz rak oz tiskava b'chol koch emes ha-baruch shtavu lifter as ha-sheila ha-mesubacha. And when it is active with all of its power to shake the many kochos hanefesh, then and only then is it going to be received with all of the power of clear truth when it comes to solve this complicated problem. In other words, when the question made a big impact, then the answer is going to make a big impact. And that's the way it works in life. With all the big questions, the bigger they are, the more the value that the solution is going to bring to the world, okay, so too is the koach hazazua, this power of being shaken, shel chisaron hayidia. In other words, the greater the impact of the solution, the more you're bothered by the problem. In other words, if somebody asks you on a diuk in the Kesef Mishnah, in Hilchus, Toin Vinitan. Okay, it's very nice. It's Shmak, it's Torah. But let's say somebody asks you, and then you get the answer, you have a question, you get the answer, you feel good, you like it, all right. Kesef Mishnah works out. But if there's a question on something that really, really, really bothers people, in other words, let's say, Yediyah and Bechira, to really understand how God is running the world, there's complete hashgacha, and we have free choice. How everything works together. When you think about it, it's hard sometimes to see the interplay. Or when somebody, Rahmana Litzlan, has a tragedy, and they're bothered so much why this happened to them. And then when they find out, then things begin to make sense. That's going to have a much bigger impact on them, probably. Because the more deeper it is in your kishkas, their tzaddikim, it's, you know, that for them, every little bit of Torah is deep in their kishkas. So therefore, every dvar Torah they hear, it makes a tremendous roshim on their nefesh. Not everybody is in that madrigal. Leza Yehuda Finkel, it's the Mir Rosh Yeshiva, used to give money. Anybody used to come give him a shtickle Torah, he'd give him money. That was a special hanaga. Chaim Shmulevit said, I also love Torah. But to hear, you know, 2,500 shtiklach on Yehu Shalomi Das, like he has, that I don't have the patience for. That's right. I don't know the exact number, but he gave that example of, you know, just to hear so many Torahs in the same Gemara again and again and again and again. Okay, each time it's a different Kinech here, a different Kinech there. Probably a lot of times it was repeating what somebody else had already said. So that takes tremendous Avos Torah. But that's already people who love Torah. But the more you love Torah, then the greater the roshim it's going to make on you. Somebody walks around and he says, psh, 50 years I couldn't sleep, like I heard about it once. 50 years I couldn't sleep because of this kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Ah! And then when you get the answer, then you feel, oh wow, it's like much more amazing than, you know, had it been just a quick, oh, you heard the question, answer. Sometimes, you know, I ask a question, people say, oh, what's the answer? I say, uno momento. That's from those who live in the Dominican Republic in Upper Manhattan in the Washington Heights. So that means one moment, digest the question. And the more of a roshim the question's going to make on you, the more of a roshim the answer's going to make on you. And the more of a roshim the answer is supposed to make on you, the more of a roshim the question is going to make on you, the more it's going to bother you. Because then when you find out the solution, you'll be like, wow. So that means that the question is really a wow. In order for the solution to be a super wow in capital letters with 17 exclamation points afterwards, so then that means that the question is going to be a whoa, what's going on over here? We have to understand. Kein tzarech shiyigdal koach hazazua shel chisaron hayedia shel hamavucha hanora lefnei hazgalus mor ha'emes. So yeah, there has to be this great zazua, shaking of a chisaron yedia shel hamavucha, this perplexity, this great perplexity, this awesome perplexity before the revelation of the light of truth. V'chein adavar noeg b'sheel sakol esanogos lechal amin anoshi umsariyuso. The Yosef Egyoinov, Hanogos Bruchas Chai, Vagashmin Varuchnim, Kenadover No, Gamken Bimikra Prati, Shigamken Yeltsim, Esedor Kolb, Neshu Notables, Makoma Royal Aces. The same thing with the big questions of mankind, ethical questions, shkafa questions, same thing with personal questions. You want to understand in your family, why did my mother act this way? Why did my father act this way? Why did they do this? Why did they do that? All of these questions, and then the more they bother you, the greater the answer is going to be. And the more the answer is going to have an effect on you, the greater the question is going to shake you. Oh, עכשיו אנחנו מגיעים לשיא. על כן, שאלה זו שהייתה צריכה לפעול פעולה חזקה ונמשכת בתשובתה. הייתה הנהגה מזדמנת שעשתה רושם גדול בפליאתה, כי הענייה הסוערה הייתה בטענותיה מרעשת את הלבבות, ומי שישקיט רוחה ורוח כל משתומם על כלל מציאות המאורה לא נזדמן לה. Here you have this woman, and this, the answer given to her has to really be a big answer. She lost her husband, she's a young widow. So she's coming with this big question that's She'ela Marisha, this tremendous question. And the reason nobody answered her is because Hashem wanted it to be that when she does finally receive an answer, it's going to have a great impact, can make a great impact on her. So that's why the Gemara tells us, "V'lo haya adam achzira davar." There's a big lesson here. The lesson is there was no answer. There was no answer, so that when the time comes for the answer is going to have a tremendous impact, make a big effect on her. Now this woman doesn't get an answer, and she says, "Look, I asked all the rabbis, and I didn't get an answer. I went to the Beis Medrash, went to the Beis Knesses. They had nothing to say to me." Now the question's really nagging at her. Really nagging at her day and night. Not only does she have to suffer this, the loneliness of widowhood, missing her husband, the tragedy she suffered, but she in addition has to suffer from not knowing why. What's the reason? I asked all the rabbis. I didn't get an answer. And this way the suspense builds. The tension is heightened until she finally gets that answer, which we're going to get to. That's really going to be a life changer, or as they say in the modern parlance, a game changer. That's v'loy adam achzira davar. Obviously, I think the lesson is that in life sometimes don't answer right away. Let the person think about it, let them digest it, let them analyze, let them be bothered by the question. Somebody told me, one of my rabbeim years back, about 30 years ago, so he was a Talmud of the Yeshivas Chofetz Chaim, by Henoch Leibowitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. So, in Chofetz Chaim, I don't remember if it was Leibowitz, or maybe it was Chofetz Chaim here in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Chait, one of his rabbeim, Rav Kinerik, one of the rabbeim, he would give shir, and he would only explain 80-85%. He would leave 15% unexplained, because he wanted the boys to harven, he wanted the boys to toil, to schwitz over the sugya, to make them understand that something is wrong here, that it should nag at them so they should get the teretz, and not just lay it all out for them, give it to them and spoon feed it to them. Then they don't feel the power of the question, and then the solution is not so important for them. There's once a philosopher who said there's nothing so irrelevant as an answer without a question. So a Jewish philosopher said that the Torah has answers, but the problem is people aren't asking the questions. And the greater the question, the greater the meaning of the Torah is going to be. If a person thinks, "Mamish, if my life doesn't have meaning, then I'm done. Then I'm done. I have no cheshek to live." And he looks for meaning and he finds, there's a God, there's meaning, there's purpose. He's the happiest man alive. Unless he's a woman, in which case she's the happiest woman alive. And if a person says, "No, I have a good life. I have a wife, I have kids, I have a job, I'm a Mets fan. The Mets are in 13 games in first place. Life is good." You know, I don't really think the Mets are ever 13 games in first place, but I have been following baseball the last 3 decades. Life is good, and then it'd be nice also, little family thing, Shabbos, Yontif, definitely enhances life, religion. So for such a person, it's not as meaningful. So That's the v'lohaya machzira ladavar. Nobody answered her because you have to really feel, you have to feel the chisaron. Okay, sweet friends, we only did one shtickel, but I'm saying each one of these is like a, it's like really, like I said before, is a game changer. So it's good to internalize it. Sometimes I feel like in the shiur, I go too quickly. I want to, you know, throw in so much information. As man katzer v'malacha meruba, like an old friend of mine, he gives shiur, he speaks very, very, very fast. I go on Reveit and Feiner Shlita, so he once said that. People say to him, well, Rabbi, speak slower. He said, maybe you should think faster. Anyway, we should all be zochem mitzvah Hashem to get all the knowledge we're supposed to get and to digest it properly, and we should really... called the Rishon Torah. So we have a main, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.